بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم المؤمنين سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that every night when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went to bed, he Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would recite the last three surahs of the Quran Majid and bring his palms together as is done when supplicating and making dua and blow therein. Thereafter Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would pass his palms all over his body. SubhanAllah, respected elders and friends, we have did the virtues of Surah Al-Kafirun, that it is a means and protection from shirk, from polytheism, that person who recites it every day. What we regard it as the four kulls. Now let us make it a habit. Allah has given us such a powerful defense, that so many of virtues have been mentioned in hadith with regard to قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Just suffice to say the Nabi of Allah has said تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. It will suffice for you in all conditions. In all conditions, be it pertaining to earthly calamities, be it pertaining to heavenly calamities. It safeguards one from the evil effects of sorcery, black magic today, sihr, jadu, fear, terror, devilish whispers, nightmares, and the list goes on and on and on. How fortunate is that person who will recite it every night. Inshallah, let us make it a habit together with our Ayatul Kursi, our focals, inshallah. This is our best means of protection, inshallah. Let us make it a habit. We ourselves, firstly, inshallah, try to practice upon it. Make our human folk at home, inshallah, practice upon it. And even our children inculcate this habit of them to practice on this important sunnah, inshallah, through the means of which is a means of protection for us, as well as barakah in our homes, inshallah. May Allah guide us, inshallah.